For fans of Jon Stewart, a dark day is coming. After more than 15 years, Stewart is stepping down as host of The Daily Show. His final episode is Thursday. Now, one of the things that made The Daily Show so popular was not just him, but the cast of characters, the regular correspondents and commentators who appeared on the show. As NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports, those comedians have gone on to star in movies and to host their own shows.
Next question. Yes or no?
Yes.
No.
Yes!
Two names for you, Colbert and Carell. A pure silliness when they debated each other on The Daily Show in a segment from long ago called Even Steven.
Does the French election signal the reemergence of fascism in Europe?
Oui. Non.
Oui!
Safe to say their careers blasted off after The Daily Show.
Tonight, I find a great new way to make a quick buck. I'll tell you how for just $5.
Stephen Colbert is about to take over late-night king David Letterman's job.
I do not envy whoever they try to put in that chair.
Steve Carell's a movie star, something Jon Stewart ribbed him about.
And you were here for years, and I never thought you were talented. I mean, you were,
debasing each other is a tradition on The Daily Show.
Why didn't you say anything?
I tried, but you would never listen to me.
So many comedians have come through Jon Stewart's orbit. John Oliver, Ed Helms, Rob Corddry, Kristen Schaal.
The systemic one.
Systemic.
That systemic. It's a complicated
difficult
word.
You could say the system ick or systemic.
Both of them gross.
It's barbare.
Ick.
Yes. Sure.
Correspondents do sit-down interviews with Stewart and report from the field, like the time Samantha Bee went to Washington State to investigate a new law banning trucker bombs.
What is your problem with this? It's just pee in projectile form, tossed out of the window of a high-speed truck.
Samantha Bee will soon launch two new shows on TBS, her own late-night show, and one with her husband, former Daily Show correspondent Jason Jones. She says Jon Stewart didn't help her career.
The show gave me a career, really.
Bee worked on The Daily Show for 12 years. She says the pace was intense, the work immensely gratifying, and the camaraderie irreplaceable.
We all work so hard there and at such a high level of production. Like, you're just cranking out material day after day after day. It really kind of forges your relationships in the fire.
A more recent Jon Stewart hire is 29-year-old comedian Hasan Minhaj.
Hasan, obviously, these Iranian nuclear negotiations are very complicated. So you've been on the Hill all day. You've been talking to people. How would Republicans have preferred them to go?
Jon, the GOP members I've talked to had a clear strategy in mind. Basically, they think the U.S. negotiators should have opened with, and I'm quoting here,
they're coming in hot!
Minhaj was hired in October of last year. He was thrilled just to get an audition. He was doing stand-up at the time, living in Los Angeles when he flew to New York.
I did it in the studio, and I screen-tested with John, and as I was walking out the door, he's like, so I'll see you Monday, right? And I just couldn't believe it. And I was like, what are you saying?
Minhaj says in the year he's been with the show, he's learned to focus his writing.
One thing that John has showed us, specifically working with correspondents with field pieces, is, you know, he's always been really great about cutting, because we only have 22 minutes to convey a lot. And in a field piece, you only have 4.5, 5 minutes, maybe 6 minutes tops. Cutting out extraneous stuff, even if it's extra laughs, cutting those things out to convey the story and to convey the narrative and the argument. And you'll still get great jokes in there. But once you really establish and lay that groundwork out, that's where it goes to that next level.
Edgy but empathetic is how Minhaj describes Jon Stewart's sense of humor, like the polar opposite of another Daily Show regular, Lewis Black.
You don't have to be a rocket scientist to understand our schools are broken, which is good, because none of us are.
Black credits Jon Stewart and The Daily Show with putting political satire back on the map. He even admits he's a fan.
You know, he's smart, he's funny, he's bright, it's irritating.
It's hard for me to imagine what I'm going to do without John on the television 4 nights a week. I mean, I'm going to figure it out. I've got a plan, but it is difficult. I mean, I have been, like I said, I mean, I've been a fan of the show for as long as the show has been airing.
Samantha Bee's plan includes being a guest on Jon Stewart's final show on Thursday. She says she'll wear waterproof makeup to hide the tears. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.